I'm rarely surprised at the lengths people will go to see what they want to see and hear only what they wish, often stretching things to silliness. For example, after teeth-licking Stretch Pelosi tore up the copy of the President's State of the Union speech, many were declaring she had broken the law relating to destruction of government documents. I pointed out on my Facebook page it's extremely unlikely what was given her was the official submission from the executive branch required by law. We all have First Amendment speech and expression, even Pelosi. We don't like Pelosi, so we stretch her childish tantrum into she broke the law. That's sort of like Democrats saying they don't like Trump's sometimes rough manner and taunting and thus declaring him mentally incompetent to hold office. It's a stretch born of wishful thinking. Here is a Texas post-impeachment stretch born of wishful thinking, how Romney may have galvanized Cornyn's Senate rivals. That was a headline of a column in the Austin American-Statesman's In Need of an Editor, Jonathan Tillev. Tillev calls turncoat Romney's Senate speech justifying his petty vengeance toward Trump eloquent, expectedly for the press, heaping a form of praise on Romney for setting aside integrity to vote to remove the president from office. Tillev seems to believe that Romney's petulant vote somehow aids the Democrats running to challenge Senator Cornyn in their attacks on the Texas senator. It's a silly idea, born of wishful thinking, that clearly ignores the electoral makeup of Texas. But then again, Tillev was brought in from outside Texas by the Statesman to cover Texas politics. He's clearly still not up to speed on the matter. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.